Paul, how would you assess that one overall?
Yeah, you asked me a specific question. Go ahead.
How did you think your team played?
Just okay. I mean, we can talk. We had a bunch of chances to score a bunch of goals. Their goalie was really good, but we were a little on the perimeter for the most part of the night in the offensive zone, I thought, especially, and lacked a little of that directness to... we slowed down with the puck because we're looking for seams, and we found them, right? We had lots of seams and lots of chances backdoor. But we took ourselves out of other opportunities, different ways to score goals.
What did that Lowry line give you specifically?
Well, zone time, chances, a goal, real good penalty killers. They were good.
Did Bufflin get two slashing calls, or did you get an explanation as to why he was still sent to the box after the goal was scored?
We got a slashing penalty at the end, yeah.
Paul, the power play has been a weapon, obviously, that's won you or helped win many games. Was there one thing in particular that sort of went wrong on that shorthanded goal that came the other way, or was that just a result of what you just described, sort of the overall team play?
No, on the specific play, we take a shot to net, they recover, and we're pinching down on those, trying to keep the zone time, and they get it by us. I don't know, I think our power play is probably as good as theirs was tonight.
Calgary's a team, I think they have the second most shorthanded goals in the league behind Arizona. So is that something, coming into a game, you almost have to guard against or change the way you approach your power
play? No, I mean, you've got to execute, and if you don't, they're going to get their chances. But you wouldn't change your power play to defend against their PK.